And for the most, respecting the law implies respecting the conformism of a middle class who doesn't want to regenerate. And the paradigm in which humans have the ambition of becoming very clear is in fact the paradigm of total confusion. And once we discover that our duty in life is to take care of our nature, everything else that is unnecessary and harmful to it is given up. And there is no point to go to places artificially when we enable them to come to us naturally. And working with space, we degenerate, and working with time, we regenerate. And the main difference between the human of the present and that of the past is that the former is no longer prepared to die. And the only additional help we may give, it may only be related to getting others more trapped into the social system. And we may only use what is left of life to regenerate life itself. And only experiencing the shift from one to another paradigm, we are able to perceive the truth. And the bigger is the union, the more the powerful ones rejoice, while the small ones fall into misery. And our professional downfall is, in fact, our spiritual salvation. And overall, there's only one type of solidarity, and that is that of making people richer. And only just a few main historical chapters are known, and one have to dig in order to know the in-between chapters. And usually who fatigues is a slave, yet who fatigue with an intention is the freest of men. And in the end, all ideologies seems to be only an excuse to put other people to do manual work instead of us. And differences can only be united with blood, and blood can only be made by making love or war. And epic adventures can only occur if the main character maintains a strong determination. And one ought to underline that any artificial type of acceleration will only bring a deceleration of our natural state. And theorizing is but only the ping and the pong we do with the walls we ourselves set up with our dichotomies. And in a world that is changing, in order to maintain our inner self, we ought to make a change. And there is one kind of humans we ought to keep on discriminating, and these are the petty ones social commodities keep on generating. And the same old imperialistic impositions are made just using the former slaves to mask the new hierarchs. And the main problem is not population increase per se, but that this population will be turned into a consumer middle class. And unless it comes from ourselves, every doctrine is but a doctrine of power. And the only real savior in the long run is our own frugality. And there is no relativity but the one we ourselves created, theorizing it with the aid of our new technologies. And national ambitions are in fact the disruption of internationality that would guarantee a global peace. And those who want to maintain power ought to break the creative process of their subject in order to break their confidence. And wise people are the most vulnerable as they don't choose one side nor the other. And only in touch with our intimacy we can understand when it is time to retreat from a world advancing into chaos. And no matter who we choose to be our representatives, there are always going to be an hegemony and never ever a balance. And while grouping up in the old industry was against its interest, grouping up in the new industry is for the sake of its capital interest. And in our time of crisis is not the one solution, but the diversification of solutions that will keep us alive. And any automated uncapping of resources brings much prosperity followed by a long-term misery. And mediated by society, our human experience becomes only a making sure we can experience. And our contemplation should be a reason for action and absolutely not for further contemplation. And the more we strive for our self-sufficiency, the less slavery can be actuated towards us. And the fundamental question is how much society ought to be shaped for the psychosis of just a few. And while sooner or later monarchies would put an idiot on the throne, even democratic societies manages to put an idiot. And anything most good and free, as soon as it starts to establish itself outward, it turns evil. And playing our social roles, we may be all equals, yet not when digging into our own nature. And we either go wireless or attempt to root ourselves to the artificial environment or simply to our inner self. And we either relate to our relation and crystallize with them or relate to nature and greatly expand. And a new way of establishing an hegemony is to concentrate power and let all neighbors go rot. And we are far more closer imitating each other than communicating to each other. And the slow movement of humans through time and space may be the only way to keep them sane. And no matter what we preach, the dilemma is always between living poor and pure, or rich and corrupted. And the rule is that who exploits will be always exploited by an unexpected entity. And the intermediate technology working with our nature is the technology we shall go back to after the devastating impact of a nature replacing technology. And as much as empire ate up nations, nations ate up community, which ate up men who ought to find their freedom again. And there is only ultimately one right, and that is that of becoming a more established bourgeoisie. And the only way to maintain a state is to turn everyone into middle class owners. There are no such things as changes, but only temporary phenomena one ought to endure. And if one ought to endure the social winter, it's better to stick oneself into the warmth of an institution. And in our struggle to survive, we can't have the luxury to erase gender, but have to resort to both male and female. And in the hegemony of a new class, one can make a difference out of pity for the excluded ones. There is no such thing as a complete social revolution, but just one class brutally replacing another and sooner or later replicating the deeds of the former. And all ideological thinking precludes a division that only brings hatred. And where middle class is omnipresent, the only force left is that of the single artist. And where the system works, its people necessarily stop working.